On the locker room, thanks to Naruma Golf Club, I've got a very special guest this morning. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Bailey Sweeney. Now, you may not have heard of Bailey, but you're about to hear all about him and get to know him a little bit. G'day, Bailey.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Good to have you here, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming up to the studio. I love it when I can meet face-to-face with a guest. You're a special young man because you're into a sport that could put you into the stratosphere as far as racing is concerned.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're doing karting at the moment. So tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that.
Oh, well, Dad's always been a fan of motorsport. So we started in karting for the probably last 5 years, and now we're taking next step into cars.
And how old are you now?
17.
Okay. Now, karts are little. They're very low to the ground, but they're very speedy, aren't they?
Yep.
Is there a maximum speed that you can go in a kart? Are they limited?
They're not limited, but the maximum I've gone is about 120 in a go-kart. So when you're on the ground, it's pretty fast.
That must feel about 300 k's.
It sure does.
I'm a bit of a fan of motorsport too. I love V8 supercars. And I've actually had the pleasure of going to Eastern Creek and driving in one and then having a driver take me around. So it was one of the most exhilarating things that I've ever done. So, you know, I can't imagine at just 17 what thrills you must get.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, especially racing the car now. The higher speeds, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that in a sec. But let's go back to last weekend. Tell us about the championships and what happened.
Yeah, so it was Canberra State Championships. So we started off coming hopefully top three, and we ended up coming out the win, so it was pretty cool.
How did that feel on the podium?
Yeah, it's a cool experience. So first state title, it's always cool.
I saw a photo of it. You just look so proud, and I thought, yep, that suits him up there. It looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know what I really love too is Bailey Sweeney Racing. It sounds like you've already made it, mate.
Yeah, so
it's just got a great ring about it.
Thank you.
Now, Bathurst is coming up.
Yep.
And what are you doing there?
Racing the 86 category, so it's a one-mate class, so it's all about the driver and just proving ground for drivers, so it's a sort of young driver class.
Okay, so you're going from karting to actual car racing now.
Yeah, full-on cars now, so
yeah.
Around Bathurst, pretty cool.
Yeah. So what? Tell us about your car. What are you driving?
Toyota 86, so it's a 2-litre boxer engine. Lightweight race car.
Cool. And you're part of an academy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so supercar team Erebus have got a young driver program called Erebus Academy. So it's just about showing their experience to the younger drivers and helping them progress to racing.
Nothing like going to a great academy, mate.
Yeah.
And is that your ultimate dream, to be a V8 supercar driver?
Yeah, that's the goal, try and make it into supercars.
And who's your idol?
Probably Craig Lowndes of the past couple of years, but now it's probably Anton.
Okay.
He's the one helping me. So.
Yeah, fair enough. You better say that because he is helping you. And look, tell me what goes through your brain, you know, when before a race, you know, do you spend some quiet time on your own? How do you get prepared?
Yeah, just trying to keep calm for the start and try and focus in and no mistakes and, yeah.
And what happens on the track if something a bit tricky happens where you don't quite make the right move? Are you able to correct yourself pretty well?
Yeah, it's just about if you make one mistake, just not making a bigger mistake. Just try and move on, sort of thing.
Yeah, but I suppose it must give you a bit of a jolt, a bit of a sort of a, oh, why did I do that? And then you've got to get concentrating
yeah,
again,
exactly.
I imagine.
Yeah. So just try and not get frustrated and just keep concentration the whole time.
Yeah, and how do you feel about performing at Bathurst? Are you okay? You're a bit nervous? I suppose nerves are good.
Yeah, well, Bathurst is a pretty hard track, so try and get your head around it as quick as you can. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be a learning experience.
Yeah. Do you go in with any expectation, Bailey, or do you just think, well, I just got to do the best I can do?
Yeah, just trying to do the best we can. So first time in the car, first time at Bathurst, it's going to be no expectations, just have fun and there we go.
So what about your practice? So you're practicing on the track?
We've done a fair bit of practice around the country, but nothing like Bathurst. So
yeah.
It's a whole other level. So.
Yeah. And what speeds do you expect to get up to there?
Around 250 at Bathurst.
Ooh, geez, that must feel good.
Yeah.
What a night. That is fast.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think when I went to Eastern Creek, I think we might have gone to about a 230 mark or something, and I thought, oh, that was that's pretty good.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling, isn't it, though?
Yeah, it's adrenaline rush.
Yeah. The only thing, are you on your L's in that now?
I'm a P's.
You're on your P's now?
Yep.
So I always wonder with, you know, supercar drivers, people that drive fast cars on a track, like, how do you then drive a normal car and pull it back?
Oh, you sort of get it all out on the track and pretty calm on the road.
But going 100 after going 250, it must feel slow.
Yeah, it certainly does. It feels like you're putting around.
You're putting around. Well, I wish you all the best of luck at Bathurst. I'm sure we'll find out how you went, and we might even get you back in for another interview. But, you know, congratulations on the state championships, winning that, and all the best, and be really safe at Bathurst, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Bailey.